That fancy IM Pay Design fountain place is about to lose a tenant. The healthcare company is getting up and moving north. Ron Rittenmeyer is the CEO of Tenet. The man's been turning it around. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David.
So what's the idea of getting out of downtown? I've seen a lot of people seem like consolidating in uptown or downtown. Why are you moving out?
Well, you know, we have three major locations in Dallas. We're located, obviously, as you mentioned, in Fountain Place for what is the Tenet Hospital group and the actually Tenet corporate headquarters piece. Up in Addison, our United Surgical Partners, USPI organization is located in Addison. And then further up in Frisco across from the Star is Conifer Health Systems, which is the third leg of our business. So we're kind of spread out in Dallas, and some of this just happens over time. And as we looked at it, the team really felt, and I agree, that from just an effectiveness standpoint, if you're going to have a team working against the things we need to work on, it's much better if we're on one elevator system versus trying to do everything by phone and or driving back and forth. The Dallas traffic on the tollway is not always easy,
yeah.
And not for the mild of heart. So it's better if we could locate the building together where we have the entire organization in one place. And we set about looking for that months ago and have met with many different buildings and many different opportunities. And it really became a question of could you accommodate all of us together in one place. We wanted a building that was not overdone. I mean, we want something that's very functional, clean, safe, and that was able for us to all be kind of in a row up and down the elevator and get things to happen. We wanted a building where we would have a fair number of amenities for our people, like a full-service cafeteria. We do not have that today. We have what's called a bistro, which means people bring in different foods and sell it there. But, we wanted a full-service cafeteria for our employees, especially since we're going to have so many. And, we were able to work in the location we picked at the Parkway. We were able to come up with a deal where we have a building that's 13 floors. It was an old Chase building, 13 floors, and it'll accommodate all of us, and we'll be able to be in one central location, have our own parking garage, which is something we don't have today downtown, for example. We have people spread across different garages. One parking garage attached to the building across in walking distance, a few feet, is another one of these buildings adjacent to it. And then there will be the landlord's putting in a full-service cafeteria. There'll be a fitness center, as well as, grab-and-go food items. There's an outdoor seating area. It's very nice. And we plan to also add one of our medical clinics, one of our urgent care centers as part of this on the first floor,
right.
Not only for our employees, but it'll be a med post, and it'll be open to the other buildings in the area as well as any residents in the apartments. So, because that's what we do, so we thought we'd have one of those. And overall, it's just going to be a better environment. I think our organizations across the board are very excited about it.
Is there much overlap among the three divisions? They all seem to be pretty well standalone divisions, the hospitals, the ambulatory care, and then Conifer Solutions.
I'd say it's closer between the hospitals and ambulatory care. It's a clinical business across the board. Much of what we do is along the same lines. We do surgeries in hospitals. We have outpatients. They do surgeries. So the two businesses, USPI and Tenet Hospitals, have very much in common and go down the same path, if you will. They just do it differently in terms of outpatient services. The Conifer organization plays a major role, mostly at Tenet and some at USPI, and hopefully that will expand going forward. But Conifer collects all the cash for the for the hospitals. It also does the billing. It also handles much of the intake. So when you check into a hospital, that individual may work for Conifer. When you exit a hospital and sign out, that individual may work for Conifer. They do some surgery scheduling for us. So there's a variety of things They do coding for both Tenet and USPI. So Conifer covers a lot of space that is important to the hospital and the surgery center business. But again, it's kind of an operation that could be freestanding, to your point. And that's why we had it out there that we were, you know, still working on, trying to decide whether we keep it or do something else with it.
So when you look to move like this, do you pull your employees? I guess you can go to your employment records and see where they live, but my guess is that you'd be moving the corporate headquarters a little closer to where they live than downtown.
It's interesting. When Tenet, years ago, was in Dallas, they were up by the Galleria. I don't know if you remember that.
I don't remember.
That's where they were located. And then they moved downtown. And actually, the employee base is still up north, more so than in the south. So we are actually pretty close to, when you look at all of our employees, it's pretty much a wash. It's not going to be a significant difference. And the highway system has improved in Dallas so much. I mean, 121, the tollway has done some significant improvements, 30, 20, all the stuff over from the mid-city. So we did talk to our employees, and you're always trying to do what is in the best interest, and I think what we've done here is a very good location. You can access it from the tollway, or you can access it from Inwood Road. It has a back entrance, so and it sits right off of 635 and just south of George Bush. So, you know, you can't be in a better spot than that.
Nope. And again, I endorse the location, office and Galleria myself. And when you're moving in, I'll bring you some warm muffins to welcome you to the neighborhood.
We'd like that.
Ron Rittenmeyer. Ron Rittenmeyer is the CEO of Tenet Healthcare. It's always good to have you with us, sir.
Thanks, David. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.